Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem. We are in the middle of Sif Gimel. We are on page Kuf Pei Tes, the page following 376. We are in the middle of discussing the Isser of Mechika, of erasing on Shabbos. And we are up to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Osir l'shaber ugo shekosav aleha kimin osios. You are not allowed to break a cookie or cake that has written on it any type of letters. Afa pi she'enu mechavin rak la'achila. Even though your only intention is to eat the cake, you are not allowed to cut it. Dehave mochik. If you're cutting through letters, so that's an isra of mechika. That's the Ramah that we'll do today. And there's obviously going to be some very practical notes on this discussion. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudalad. Osir l'shaber. You can't break the cake with the letters. Umutar litno litinok. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to give such a cookie or such a piece of cake to a child. Now there's a very big discussion about this Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah is really a quote of the Mordechai, as Yutes and the Shaar Tzion points out. And if you look at note 23, it says, the reason for this, that you don't have to hold back the child from breaking the letters on the cake, writes the Mordechai, which is the source of this Mishnah Berurah, this is not a Mechika Daraisa. As we discussed last time, Mechika Daraisa is erasing, having in mind to rewrite. So obviously if you're breaking through letters on a cake, you're not rewriting anything. So therefore, Ein Bekach Ela Issa Derabanan. So it's only an Issa Derabanan. V'ein chiyuv l'noa katan milavar al Issa Derabanan. Says the Mordechai, you're not chayiv to hold back a katan from being over an Issa Derabanan. Achein, however, Aviv Shaltinok, the father of the child, we're going to see later on, Shekevan Shechayiv l'chancho, since the father has the mitzvah of chinuch, chayiv hu l'afrishu afilu m'Issa Derabanan, the father does have to stop his son from doing an Issa Derabanan. V'shar b'nei Adam, other people, af she'enam mitzuvin limnoa katan me'achilas iser, even though it's true they don't have to hold back a katan that's not their son from eating iser, but the Shulchan Aruch says, she'osir lahem la'achilo iser b'yadayim, you're not allowed to feed to a katan an iser with your hands. V'afa no'usein b'yadav ma'achal shel iser, and even one who gives them a food of iser, the Mishabu writes, she'nechshav kima'achilo b'yadayim v'osir, that's like feeding him iser, that's osir. So Mamela Hiksha Masa Shekel, the Masa Shekel asks over here, Heyach Mutter Loses Uga Zubiatinok. How he's saying over here from the Mordechai that you can give this cookie to a child. The Hare Yesh Litlo Shiach Lenor, you have to assume he's going to eat it. And you're not allowed to give him an Isser. Umitam Zek Kosova Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Because of this question, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Sho Isser Loses Dvar Isser Biatinok Lo Nemar Ela B'machalos Asuros. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says a Chiddush. The Isra of giving an Isra to a katan is only food that is usr. Avolosis lo b'shabes chayfetz. But to give him on Shabbos an item, shemistaber sheyase imo chilul Shabbos, that through that item he's going to do a chilul Shabbos very likely, that he says is mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. Me'idoch, on the other hand, the Kafachaim writes, he argues. He says the Isra of giving a kid an Isra is not only on food, it's on everything. Therefore the Kaf HaChaim writes, not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said, mutter litna latinok, you're allowed to give it to a katan. The Kaf HaChaim understands the Mordechai differently than the Chafetz Chaim, and he says, that's not what he means. It just means if you see a katan with a piece of cake that has writing on it, you don't have to stop him from eating it, but you cannot give it to him. Vayter in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tesvav. So you have a piece of cake or a cookie that has writing on it. So says the Mishnah Berurah V'davka k'shekosven al ha'ugos osios midavar acher. Very important Mishnah Berurah over here. We're only talking here that there's an iser if there's writing on a cake, if the writing is from a different material than the cake or cookie itself. Aval k'shaksiva hi meha'uga atzma. If the writing is from the cookie itself, with the first through some kind of mold or biadayin that was made with one's hands, shari, that is mutter to break those letters. The ain shame ksiva aleha. There is no shame ksiva on that. Lo shaya, since there's no shame ksiva, there's no shame mechika. An example of this, if one has an Oreo cookie, again, not everyone's going to eat Oreo cookies on Shabbos, even if they're not a problem of Chol Yisrael, they're a problem of Pas Yisrael, but Oreo cookies or any kind of biscuits, they have the name engraved into the cookie itself, that is not an Isser. That's the Mishnah we're saying over here. The Isser is, you have a birthday cake and you have written on with frosting, happy birthday, so it's not part of the cake itself. In the notes over here, in note 24, so they point out that it's lav dafka, what the Mishnah Berurah says, dafka when it's written midover acher. So if this thing Karela says, it doesn't have to actually be written with a different material, it could be the same material, but it's a separate entity. It's not inside the cookie itself. So if you would make a challah and then write someone's initials on top with another piece of the challah dough as a separate entity, that would also be an Isra of Ksiva. Only when it's carved out inside the challah or inside the cookie, so that's when it's not a problem. Now if you look at note number 26, he points out, V'achazonish kasav, she'ein chiluk bein osios ha'asuyos kechelek meha'uga atzma ubein osios ha'asuyos medavar acher. The Chazanish is machmir, he says there's absolutely no chiluk, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, between whether the writing is engraved in the cookie itself, or it is a separate kind of ksiva that is on it. Both are usher. Lefika kosav sha'avim ha'usios ha'asuyos meha'uga atzma usher l'shovra. The Chazanish says you can't break a cookie or cake that has any kind of writing on it. So even this Oreo cookie example, according to the Chazanish, that would be usher. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be mutter. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein im kosav ha'usios bidvash ha'me'ura b'mayim. So too, if you write the letters with honey that's mixed with water, oshar meperos or other fruit juices, gamkin ein lahachmir, one is not to be machmir, that's because that kind of writing is very short-lived, and therefore it's not a problem. Sifkotan tazayin kemin osios, v'yesh machmir nafilu b'tziurim. Some aser, not only letters, but also cutting through pictures is also a problem. Sifkotan yudzayin, dahave mochik. Cutting these letters is an iser of mechika. Now look at note 29, before we see this Mishnah Berurah, an interesting, important psak. V'imhoysa ha'uga chatucha me'er Shabbos. You have a cake that says happy birthday, whoever, on it, and the cake is cut up before Shabbos, but it's left together as a cake. The pieces are cut. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shemutter lohotzi mimena prusa b'Shabbos. You can take out one of the pieces of the cake on Shabbos. Afal pi, sha'ayidei ka ha'osios misparkos. Even though you're separating the letters, but since they were cut through before Shabbos, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that is mutter. Says the Mishibur in Yerzayin, v'afte einu amanas lichtov. Even though obviously this kind of erasing is surely not on condition to write afterwards, so it's not the raisa, but zakta mishavura isur drabana miyaika. But there is still an isur drabana of mechika, even though it's not almanas lichtov. The afshe eino mechavin limchok, and even though you're just trying to eat your piece of cake, you're not trying to do any kind of erasing. Psik reishahu v'asra apad rabbanan. It's still a psik reisha. It's vada happening when you cut through a cake that you're cutting the letters. If you cut through the letters, so it's vada happening. It's a psik reisha. And therefore, it is asa midrabbanim. Kedemucha v'simin shin yud vav sivdalit. V'ayin b'sefer dogom revava shemitzadeh lohakel d'ikra adin azeh. Look in the dogom revava, who is leaning towards being makel in this din. V'heviyu b'shari tshuva. Now look at note 31. Why is the dogom revava lenient about this? Ubatama davar kasav sham. He writes over there, the reason is, Shiyesh hamatirim psikresha v'isad rabbanon. There are those who are matir psikresha when it involves only an isad rabbanon. The afha osrim, and even those who asr psikresha by an isad rabbanon, lo osru betrayed the rabbanon. If there's two reasons why it's not the oraisa, so even they are makil by psikresha. The af mechika nasis beuga, and the cutting of letters in a cake, eino elo isa derabanan mikama sibos. That's only a derabanan for various reasons. Sharei nasis shalom nas lichtov. Number one, you're not erasing amanas to write, so that's only derabanan. Ubederach kilkel, it's certainly in a destructive manner what you are doing. Ukalah chayat, it's not the normal way to erase, it's a shinui. And therefore, it says the Dagom Rebava, since you have a couple of reasons that it's not going to be daraisa, so psikresha on that is going to be mutter. And therefore, the Dagom Rebava says this would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah then says, V'yesh lismoch olav kesheino shover bimkom ha'usios biyodo rak bepiv derach achila. So says the Chavetz Chaim, you can rely on this Dagom Rebava, not the way the Dagom Rebava says it. The Dagom Rebava is saying you're allowed to cut through a cake. The Mishnah Berurah holds you can't cut through a cake, but you can eat the letters on the cake. So if you're doing it with your mouth, you can then rely on him when you're breaking the letters with your mouth, derech achila. Now if you look at note number 33, so he writes, The Chazon Ish explains why. Shemichikas haosios b'derach achila eina ela psikresha delonichle betray the rabbanon. Zot the Chazon Ish, breaking the letters with your mouth as you're eating it, is a psikresha delonichle, and it's a double derabbanon. Shekeinasis hi shalom and aslichtov. Again, it's not on condition to write again. Ukal achayat, it's certainly not the normal way to erase, to bite the letters with your mouth. So therefore, it is a double derabbanon. It's a psikresha delonichle, and therefore it's mutter. Mikomakom kosav. Still, the Chazon Ish writes, she'ein lismoch al heter ze. You should not rely on this heter. Sharei a heter shel psikresha betray derabbanon eino muchra. This whole idea that the Achronim bring down of a psikresha and double derabbanon is going to be lenient. It's not so pashit. The ein lo mekor the Gemara. So even though the Chazon Ish brings down this kula, he says it's not so pashit to rely on it, and better not to rely on this psak of the Daglam Rav Hava, even the way the Mishnah Berurah says that you can rely on it. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not rely on the Daglam Rav Hava to actually cut through a cake, cut through the letters, but if it's derech achila as you're actually eating it with your mouth, then the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. Even on that, the Chazon Ish is machmir. So we have here our second chumrah of the Chazon Ish. So before, the Chazon Ish told us that there's no difference how the lettering is there, whether it's on top of the cookie or it's in the cookie itself. Either way, it's going to be aser. And now the Chazon Ish tells us that even if it's derech achila, while you're eating it with your mouth, you ideally should not be relying on this leniency, which has no makor in the Gemara, of a double derabbanan in a psikresha de lo nichle, that it's going to be mutter. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. And now the Mishnah Berurah switches topics. Again, we're in the middle of Sivkot and Yudzayim. The Sefer Shekosov Olav Beroshe Chude Dapov Osios Otevos. Here he's discussing a Sefer or a book that has on the edge of the papers, it has letters or words. You know, the kid that's bored in class and he writes his name on the side of that Sefer, a library book that's stamped over there. Are you allowed to open and close that book or Sefer on Shabbos? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Osram Lefascho Ulanolo B'Shabbos. There are those who ask her to open such a book and to close it on Shabbos. Da Yidea Psicha, through opening it, Shover HaOsios V'Havikamochik. You're breaking the letters, that's erasing. V'Chenke Shenolo HaVikakosi. When you close it again, that's writing. So therefore, there are those who ask her. Avadas HaRamah B'Tshuva L'Hokel B'Zeh. However, the Ramah and the Tshuva is mekel about this. V'chein das harbe achronim, and so too are many achronim are mekel about this. Why? V'taimam, their reasoning is, dekevan da'osri linov l'vtoach tamid, since the book is made to be open and closed often, leka bei mishum b'chiko k'siva, there's no iser of erasing and writing. V'have kedelas ha'nizkar v'niftach tamid de'en bo mishum binyan usnira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just like we open and close the door or the windows of our houses, and it's not considered building and destroying every time we open the door and close the door, so too over here, the same way a door is made to open and close, so it's not binyan stira, the book is made to open and close, so it wouldn't be considered ksiva or mechika. V'chein ha-minog, and that is the minog. But the Mishnah Berurah ends off, then we'll see a few very important notes. The Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, still, it is proper to be a machmir if you have another sefer. So if you have two gemaras and one gemara is writing on the side, it's certainly better to use the other gemara. Let's look at note number 40, which is across from 378. The sefer ha-metsuyeres b'tzidei dapov tzuro she'en lehem mashmaus. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing they have letters or words or something that's really there that you can actually see what it is and define what it is. But a lot of Svarim just have decorations on them, like this Sefer. Just has a decoration on it. So what about that? So Shlomo Zalman says, She'ein tzarech lahachmir shelo lefaslo. This Chumah the Mishnah Berurah is saying is not talking about that case. That is 100% fine. V'chein das agonim nisakrelitz. We're only talking about being machmir when there are actual letters or words that are written on the side. So then there's an inyan not to open if you can find another Sefer. Now there are a couple of notes that I'd like to read in the back of the Sefer, and they are on page 68. On the bottom of 68, note number 36. The Chazon Ish writes, She'ein lidmos meleches kosev lemeleches bona. The Chazon Ish does not like the comparison the Mishnah Berurah just said. The Mishnah Berurah just said, the reason for the Ramah who in a tshuva says it's mutter is because it's like opening and closing the door of your house. The same way you can open and close the door of your house, there's no binyan or destroying. You can open and close a sefer, there's no ksiv or mechika. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't like the comparison. She'ein in yonosha meleches bona, who chibur chalokim, who kviosam zebazet. The whole idea of building is attaching things together and setting them up. together. V'skiras hadelas u'psichosa einom chashuvim chibur ustira. And therefore, it's making connections. Closing a door is not considered making connection. It's not destroying a connection. That's the idea of the melacha of building. It's connecting things together. That's not called a connection or a disconnection. Aval melechas kosev einin yon chibur. The idea of ksivur is not an idea of connecting things. It has no shackles to connecting things. That's not a reason to be mekel by opening and closing that book, because it's made to open and close. That's not a svara to be mekel that it's like binyan. The idea of binyan is not applicable when you open and close the door of your house. But the idea of ksiva, we can't say, is not applicable over here. It's not the same type of melacha as binyan. Rather, he says, l'fikach bir es tam ha-matirim bofanachir. So the Chazon Ish explains those who are matir in a different way. Shekevan shasefer omeh lihipatach ein zek sav ha-omeh l'skayim. Since the book is made to be opened, that's not considered a ksav, that's a lasting ksav. That's number one. Va'oda number two, shekevan shaksav sheyichtav la'achar mechika eino tov me'aksav arishon. The writing that is going to be written after the erasing is not any better. Meaning you open the book, you erase. You close the book, you're writing. It's not a better writing. Ein mechika zun ershev is kemichika amanas lichtov. Again, the oraisa ksiva is erasing amanas to write. But it's to erase something that wasn't proper, to write something that's proper. You're benefiting from the second writing. But if you have a book that's written, and it's opening and closing, so that when it closes and it's rewritten, it's not any better than the first time. So that's not like the melacha of ksiva. V'im kein, nechshav adover kipsikresha, betray the rabbanon umutter. So the same Chazon Ish just told us not to rely on this. He's explaining that tzad of the matirim is, again, it's two derabbanans on a psikresha, and therefore that's the tzad of the matirim. But if you look at note number 37, which is the Chazon Ish's opinion on this, Chazon Ish kasav sheroi lahachmir kedas ha'osrim. Right, l'shitasa over here, he doesn't like this idea of relying on two derabbanans and therefore the psikresha is mutter. So the Chazon Ish over here says that it is fitting to be machmir like the sheet of the osrim. So it comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah, opening and closing this sefer with the writing on the side is 100% fine. The Chazon Ish writes that it's better to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah does say if you have another option, it's better to use the other option. If you have two gemaras, one has no writing, take that one. But otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah says 100% mutter. The Chazon Ish says better not to do it at all. And again, we have the other machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Mishnah Berurah is matir, the writing when it's in the cookie itself, and the Chazon Ish is machmir. So that is the discussion over here. We'll continue with Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.